Hello and welcome to the Conversion Choreography Show. I'm Anna Iverson, a former figure skater and corporate refugee turned direct response copywriter who helps you create high converting marketing campaigns that turn lukewarm leads into obsessed mega fans. Join me as I walk you through the latest marketing strategies and persuasion techniques to help you make more sales and more impact in your online business. Ready to get started? Then let's dive in with the show. Hello, Anna here at the Conversion Choreography Show. Now, if you've been running your online business for a while, it's likely you've heard a lot about the power of sharing stories in your sales copy. And that's because stories work amazingly well, no matter which channel or medium you're using, whether it's Facebook ads, email, long form sales pages, video scripts, webinars. Basically, anywhere you need copy, you know you'll engage far better with your audience if you tell a compelling story. The trouble is, knowing which stories to tell is one of the biggest struggles I hear from online business owners. They know they should be telling more stories, but they don't know which ones are relevant and which ones will make them sound a bit, well, maybe a little bit crazy. And so they often default to those kind of unengaging, hard teaching or hard selling sales copy, which do nothing for their conversion rates or their relationship building potential. Which is why I want to spend today's episode explaining a couple of the reasons why storytelling is so powerful. Plus, I'm going to share with you some of the 9 key story types you need to share to engage your audience and ultimately make more sales. Now, when I first started out in business, I had no idea what I was doing. So I did what most newbies do, and I started scrolling through Instagram, Facebook, and my podcast app, trying to find resources to give me some direction. And what I found was a number of business gurus who particularly caught my attention. And at that time, I had absolutely no idea what it was that made me so drawn to them. But I started to notice a pattern amongst all those business coaches and online educators that I particularly enjoyed listening to. And what I noticed was that they all had a really strong narrative that seemed to explain why they did what they did. And not only that, they also had this kind of repertoire of several personal stories they repeated over and over again until it almost felt like we were best friends in real life, even though we'd never met. And it was this that got me hooked initially on the concept of storytelling, because I really wanted to figure out what the secret was so I could use exactly the same approach in my own business. So I spent a ton of time and energy reverse engineering precisely what they were doing. I took all the storytelling courses I could find. I read all the books I could get my hands on, and I followed all the storytelling experts. And what I discovered was that there are actual neurological reasons why storytelling is so powerful. Despite what you might think, storytelling isn't just a fluffy marketing concept with no basis in science. Now, I'm not going to get too into the weeds on this, although if you are interested in understanding more about the psychology of storytelling, it's something that I explore inside my free Raw Authority playbook, which you can download right off my homepage at www.wordistry.co.uk. Needless to say, there's a reason why religious leaders, politicians, entrepreneurs, and the world's greatest copywriters all tend to lean really heavily on stories to persuade their audiences to take action. So if you're looking for a way to make deeper connections with your audience, make more sales and develop long-term customer loyalty, make sure you stick around and I'll dive in with you into some of the key story types that are going to turn your lukewarm leads into obsessed mega fans. Now, as I mentioned briefly earlier, there are actually 9 key story types, but in this episode, I'm only going to explore 3 of them with you. Otherwise, frankly, we're going to be here for hours. But if you enjoy discovering the 3 I'm about to share with you and you decide that you want more story types to add to your marketing arsenal, you can get your hands on all of the different story types inside my free Story Generator ebook. Again, you can get hold of that on my homepage at www.wordistry.co.uk, but I'll also link to that in the show notes. So when you jump onto my homepage, what you'll notice is one of those annoying pop-ups is going to jump right out and hit you in the face. But if you pop in your email address a breakdown of the 9 story types, plus step-by-step instructions on how to apply them to your business, will wing its way into your inbox. So with all that said, let's dive into the show. So story type number 1 that I'm going to explore with you today is the origin story. Now, your origin story is a story that explains the big why behind your product or service. It helps your audience understand what motivates you to help solve their problems and why you care so much. And the reason this type of story is so important is because audiences fundamentally are pretty skeptical. They're worried that most business owners are just out to make a quick profit, and they're also concerned that the products or services you're selling haven't been made with real care and attention because your sole motivation is to make more money. But when you explain why you do what you do, it really helps them to answer that objection and overcome their fear, because it helps explain why you've bothered to put in so much time and attention to solving their problem. And it also shows your audience why you care. And it does so in a way that they can understand and that they can relate to. And it's also a way that's really easy for them to digest. Now, the key here is to find a story that connects with your ideal client's biggest pain points or aspirations. You want them to know you're committed to solving their problems because you know how terrible it was to experience the same pain. And what's also important here is to really try and peel back the layers. So you take your origin story right back to the kind of core of the problem. So the very deepest emotional root of the problem. And the reason for this is because most origin stories tend to be pretty generic. But if you can dig really deep and find the underlying emotional driver behind your ideal client's biggest hopes and dreams, you'll find it much easier to hook them in and to win them over. So one of my personal favourite origin stories came from a man called Gavin Zaklinski, who is the founder of a piece of software called Acuity. Now, if you don't know about Acuity, it's actually an online scheduling tool. And you'll probably be aware there are various alternatives available like Calendly or functionality inside CRM systems like Dubsado. But one of the reasons I love Acuity so much is because the CEO has such a meaningful reason why he created his tool in the first place. So Acuity actually began as a side hustle Gavin built in his spare time. And that's because he saw how much time and energy his mum was wasting every day booking and rescheduling appointments in her massage therapy practice. And what he saw firsthand was all the frustration and the lost hours that she was spending trying to book and rearrange appointments. And he wanted to do something about it just for his mum. And when the tool was finished, his mum loved it, and she loved it so much that she shared it with all her friends and peers. And eventually, just because the product that he'd built was built with such care and attention and it was so completely awesome, word got out and the news spread about how amazing this tool was. And so Gavin decided to make his tool public. And that was the birth of the software tool that we now have today. And the reason I love this story so much is because almost every business owner can really relate to the core emotions that are going on inside this story. And those are the fact that we all, God bless them, we all love our mums, and we can empathise with Gavin's desire to help out a loved one in need, especially when he could see how much that she was struggling and how much time she was wasting trying to get her diary in order and negotiate all of her client appointments. And then the second core emotion that we can see running through this story is that most business owners will also know firsthand the frustration and the time wasted going back and forth over the phone or email trying to book or rearrange meetings. So Gavin's story helps us to understand why his heart and soul really did go into creating his tool. So we can feel confident that when we use Acuity, it's not going to break and it's not going to suck all our money down a big black hole, because he's built it with a really passionate why underneath. So That's just to give you an idea of an origin story. And the reason that buyers love origin stories is because they feel like they've been given this kind of special tidbit of behind the scenes knowledge that nobody else knows. It makes them feel much more invested in your business and in you, because it feels like you've shared an intimate secret into your life. It brings them much closer to your mission, and it really helps you to establish loyalty in a way that's impossible when you just share educational tips or when you just list out features and benefits of your offers. This episode is brought to you in partnership with Podia.com. Not too long ago, I launched my first ever online course using one of the biggest course hosting platforms online at the moment. But by the time I'd finished putting it together, I think I'd literally aged about 25 years. The tech to get it up and running was mind-bogglingly complex. And to be honest, I'm someone who's actually pretty tech savvy. And it really didn't take long before the hidden costs I was racking up to get the features I needed started to spiral completely out of control. Then I discovered Podia. Podia is an all-in-one course hosting platform which combines all the functionality you need to market and launch your online course. It combines a super user-friendly website builder, landing page hosting, email marketing, and drag and drop course building functionality. The best part is prices start at just $39 a month with no hidden costs to bite you in the bottom. As soon as I found Podia, I switched right over and the results were amazing. My course looks really slick and is super easy for students to navigate. So if you're looking for a wallet-friendly course hosting platform, which is ridiculously easy to use, then head over to www.wordistry.co.uk/partners. Then click the Check Out Podia Now button to see what they can do for you. Then we're going to move on to the second crucial story type, which is the client success story. So whenever you're writing sales copy, whether it's a Facebook ad, an email, a long form sales page, whatever it is you're writing, social proof really is an essential persuasion tool that you need to incorporate somewhere in your message. What is social proof? Well, social proof is evidence from other people who ideally look and sound similar to your ideal clients, which show them that your products and services aren't a con, and it acts as proof that it really is possible for you to help your prospects achieve their desired outcome. Again, never forget that fundamentally your buyers are extremely skeptical. They're looking for reasons to protect their cash, to protect their time, and basically not to buy from you. So if they feel even a single shred of doubt, they either won't buy from you, or they will buy and then they'll very quickly get buyer's remorse and they'll ask for a refund right after signing up, which is obviously not what you want. So it's really important that you give them as much evidence as possible to prove that you're legit and you can help your prospects achieve their desired outcome. Now, when you shop on somewhere online, say Amazon, I want you to think about the number of times you've checked out the reviews before you've ordered a product. I'm guessing, particularly on Amazon, it's pretty much every time. So how many times have you scrolled right past a product because it had bad reviews, maybe it had very few reviews, or perhaps it had no reviews at all? Now, if you're anything like me, when you go on Amazon, you'll automatically look for the products that have 700 five-star reviews. And that's the power of social proof. We're constantly looking around us for cues from other people to give us confidence that we're making good decisions, which is why testimonials and client success stories are so important when you write sales copy. And what most business owners do when it comes to testimonials is something a bit like this. They'll take a screenshot and then they'll write copy that says something like, "Oh, it's always great to get awesome reviews like this one I just received from Sally and Bognor Regis," insert boring testimonial quote. And obviously this kind of testimonial is better than no testimonial at all. But the truth is, it isn't really very compelling or engaging for the audience, because frankly, the audience doesn't care. The audience isn't really interested in the results that you've got for your clients, at least not until they're actually at the point of making a purchase. Once they're 99% of the way towards buying from you, when they're actively seeking out that social proof, it's likely they really will appreciate a screen grab and a straight up review. But if you're trying to send out a bit of social proof to a colder audience, a quote from a past client or a copied and pasted review really isn't going to get their attention or be that interesting at all for them. So they're just going to scroll on past, or they're going to close up their email and they're just not going to read it. So what can you do to make your testimonials more compelling for a colder audience? Well, you can turn them into a customer success story. And the key to a great customer success story is to begin with the struggle your client was dealing with. And ideally, this should connect with the exact struggle that your ideal client is struggling with. And then you're going to explain the exact steps that you took to help them overcome it. And then finally, you're going to share how amazing your past or current client's life looks now. It's really that simple. All you need for a client success story is just the pain point they were struggling with at the start, the steps you took to help them overcome it, and then how amazing their life looks now. It doesn't have to be any more complicated than that. So when you shape a testimonial in a story in this way, your prospects are much more likely to read them. They're also more likely to digest and internalize the message because you structured it in a way that's easier for their brain to process and to remember the information. Then what you can do for a little bit of added credibility is you can also share a screenshot of the text message or the Facebook comment or wherever the testimonials come from to just give it an extra bit of conversion boost, because what you're doing here is you're showing and not telling. You're actually demonstrating that this is a legitimate testimonial, and so that then there's no question about whether this is a real review or not. So there are definitely ways that you can get your clients to give you a testimonial so that it includes all the elements you need to turn it into a story. But that's something that I can cover in another episode, if that's something that would be useful for you, because there's kind of a process that I go through to make sure that I get all the juice I need so that these success stories are really meaty and that they create the emotional connection that you need in order to get the conversions you're after. So that's something, if you shoot me an email at anna@wordistry.co.uk, and you can let me know if that's something that you would find useful, and I can look to do that in a future episode. Finally, that brings us to the third story type, and this I call the stolen story. So I use the word stolen here in inverted commas because we're not actually going to steal any stories. What we're going to do here is we're going to borrow or take inspiration from stories that have already been written, because in our marketing, we don't steal, because that makes you kind of an ass, but it's absolutely okay to borrow stories you've read from other sources, on the condition that you always credit the source and make it 100% clear that you're borrowing from somebody else. So where can you borrow stories from? Well, the great news is that stories are absolutely everywhere. They're in books, they're on your favourite TV shows, they're in films, they're in magazines. So if you're running low on ideas from your own life or your own business, or you've got all the juice you can out of your client's success stories, then why not save yourself some brain energy and leverage stories that have already been written? You can take famous or not so famous stories that you've seen in the media, and you can use them as a means to give context to your sales messages or your educational content. And the reason why this is so effective is because great analogies are brilliant for helping you to explain complex concepts in a way that would otherwise send your audience to sleep. And that's because they can visualize the concept that you're trying to show them in a way that makes sense to experiences that they've already come across in their day-to-day life. For example, not too long ago, I read an email where the sender, a guy called Justin Blackman, shared a story from The Goonies, which he used to explain the importance of editing your email copy. So obviously, I'm not going to read the entire email to you, but if you don't know who Justin Blackman is, you should definitely get on his email list. And I'll make sure I link to his website in the show notes so that you can sign up to his list, because he is an absolute master at writing kind of humor-based and really high personality emails, and he's someone that you'll definitely want to learn from if you're interested in writing better copy. Anyway, the story is pretty random and it's seemingly unrelated, But what Justin's done is, with a little bit of creativity and copywriter magic, he's managed to take a pre-existing story from a film and he's crafted it in such a way that he can use it to help his audience visualize a teaching point that he wanted to make. But what's important here is that you really try to stay on brand when you borrow stories from outside sources. And what I mean by that is you don't want to share stories from sources that won't interest your avatar. For example, so I'm a massive history nerd and I could talk for hours about things like Cicero or the Tudors because I think they're kind of awesome. And apologies if that now makes you think I'm a total bore. But I also know that there's, in general, no point using stories from history with 99% of my audience because they'll zone out and they'll think I'm a complete square. I mean, to be fair, I am a complete square, but I don't want you to think that. So I need to think about the kind of media that both me and my ideal client can enjoy together, like my weird train wreck fascination with celebrity gossip. It's lighthearted, it's silly, and it's not a total nerd fest like my love for Henry VIII. So when you borrow stories from the media, make sure the stories that you borrow are ones that your ideal client is going to find interesting or fun, not necessarily the stories that you find interesting and fun, because they might not hit the mark with your ideal client if you're not careful. Okay, so those are just three of the 9 key story types you should be incorporating into your sales copy if you want to create messages that stick and help you build an audience of obsessed mega fans. If you enjoyed these story types and you want to dive in deeper to what I've just shared with you, you can download a copy of my free story generator ebook where I break down all 9 of the story types and show you how to pick precisely the right stories within each category. You can pick up a copy on my homepage at www.wordistry.co.uk, or you can hit the link in the show notes right after the show. So I hope you enjoyed that. It's been really fun for me sharing that with you, and I look forward to catching up with you again next week. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Conversion Choreography Show. If you did, then make sure you hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode on your favourite device. You can also subscribe to receive email updates direct to your inbox if you head over to my website at www.wordistry.co.uk.